Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me first to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. I wish you all the best in your important role, and I assure you of the full support of my delegation. I look forward to working with you closely as we prepare to assume the presidency following you. May I also thank Mr. Muller for his wise words earlier. I would also like to take this opportunity to welcome our new colleagues joining us for the first time today, in particular Ambassador Li of China and Ambassador Sharma of India, and our new Secretary, Ms. Day. I look forward to working with you all. Colleagues, you join us at an important time in this conference's history, and I look forward to your creative, fresh ideas as we seek a way forward. My delegation is always at your disposal. Mr. President, I do not propose to rehearse all of our national positions, which are aligned with the statement made by Romania on behalf of the European Union. There will be ample opportunity for that in the coming year. I would just like to make a few remarks on our work this year. As we have heard, 2019 marks the centenary of the establishment of the League of Nations, whose council met in this chamber, and whose mandate had the work of disarmament at its heart. 40 years ago this month, the Conference on Disarmament began its work. These anniversaries are an opportunity to reflect on the past and the future of disarmament diplomacy in Geneva. Looking back, we can see clearly over the last 100 years that there have been long periods when the political and international security contexts have made the agreement of new disarmament regimes impossible. Those periods were punctuated by a few short windows of opportunity when it became possible to adopt new treaties. Without detailed discussion and technical work through the 1970s and 1980s, which included several dead ends, our predecessors would not have been able to seize the moment in the early 1990s and conclude the Chemical Weapons Convention and the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty in relatively short order. They worked diligently and waited patiently for the right time. Their patience was rewarded to the lasting benefit of humanity. We all deplore the failure to agree for many years on a programme of work for substantive negotiations. But it is not the view of my delegation that this means no useful work is being done. The creation of 5 subsidiary bodies to discuss the CD's core agenda items last year was a welcome and positive development, which allowed for substantive, detailed engagement with the issues we face. There were genuine efforts to identify areas of common ground with a view to reaching substantive agreement in the future. The adoption of reports for 4 out of the 5 subsidiary bodies constituted a good result, which I'm confident we can build on this year. Looking ahead, what can we expect this year? The international security context does not appear to have improved over the last 12 months. The multilateral order is under pressure, not least from the flouting of treaty obligations by certain states, as others have reminded us already this morning. In this situation, it is incumbent on us to protect and strengthen our existing nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons regimes. But, like our predecessors, we must also continue working hard to lay the ground for when the next window of opportunity opens. That is especially the case when it comes to a fissile material cutoff treaty. So much excellent technical work has been done by the group of governmental experts and the high-level preparatory group in the last few years. The ball is now in our court in the Conference on Disarmament. This body also has an important role to play in considering the impact of emerging technologies on international peace and security. Mr. President, let me assure you once again of my delegation's full cooperation as we look to build on the good work we did last year. We will support you in your efforts, and we will be ready to pick up where you leave off in 4 weeks' time. We will consult intensively with all delegations to see where we can take our work forward. Perhaps this year will be the year we make a breakthrough. I certainly hope it is. But if it is not, let us use the time well so that we are ready to seize the opportunity when it comes, as it surely will. Thank you.